To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your RM World Travel Connection, and it's time for the 20th installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the 50th state in our nation, a.k.a. the Aloha State. And before we take you to the Big Island of Hawaii, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Every traveler needs a companion, and whether it's the Platinum Collection that we travel with, the Max Light series that Rudy enjoys, or their Crew Collection and Executive Choice options, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you'll do none better than Travel Pro.
Travel Pro, they created the Rollaboard Wheeled Luggage, and they're the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. If you're in the market for new luggage or you're looking for the perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. Check them out at TravelPro.com for all their retailers or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, and now we're heading to the island of Hawaii, a place I can safely say I wish I was doing this remotely.
I think we both would agree.
Yeah. to welcome in the executive director of Hawaii's CVB, Ross Birch.
Aloha, Ross. We welcome you, and we appreciate you joining us for our Destination Spotlight on the island of Hawaii.
Aloha.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Mary and I, you know, and our kids, we've enjoyed our time on the various Hawaiian islands multiple times over the years. But the island of Hawaii, the big island, if you will, is the one that we have found the most unique and really unspoiled in so many ways. So talk to us about what makes your island different from others in the Hawaiian chain.
Well, we always try to be fair to the other islands and be nice to our sisters. But the one thing that kind of separates our island out amongst the others is we have everything that they have and then some. We have an active volcano. We have the highest mountain peak. We have manta rays. We have a few things that are individual to our island that you can't find anywhere else.
It's a beautiful island. So let's talk a little bit about Kona Coffee is certainly one of our favorites. I feel like that's a great way to start your day, whether you're on the island of Hawaii or not. The fresh food markets we've been to in Hilo, the macadamia fields in the south of the island. Would you agree that agriculture is a large part of the island?
Oh, absolutely. I have a cup of Kona coffee in my hand right now. It's the only way to start the day.
Yes, it is. But all that agriculture that you have there and the markets that Mary talked about, I mean, you're blessed.
Being a resident for many years now, and I live in a agricultural area myself, you tend to get spoiled. There are the farmers markets that really our visitors have really acclimated to and have enjoyed themselves. Even if you're staying in a hotel, there's nothing stopping you from getting some fresh fruit or some other items along the way and some gift items as well.
Well,
home, especially that Kona coffee.
Yeah, if you go there and you don't enjoy the Kona coffee, then there's something wrong with you, frankly. But, you know, when we visited last, we stayed in the Waikoloa section of the island, and then we ventured up to Mauna Kea, the observatory, which was extremely cold with snow. But I have to tell you, Russ, that amazing view with the stars at night, it was just stunning, and we didn't want to leave. So tell us about some of the other top attractions for visitors, you know, on the island of Hawaii.
Yeah, the stars are almost close enough where you can touch them.
Absolutely.
Like.
Yeah, they were stunning.
Yes. It's very unique opportunities, and you can even stargaze from the shoreline and still get a very similar experience. The uniqueness we have is, of course, we have the most active volcano in the world, and it's really the most friendly volcano to see as an attraction. You can simply go to the Jagger Museum, get some education, and at the same time, you can overlook the Kilauea Caldera and Halemaumau, and you can see Earth being created right there in front of your eyes at a very safe distance and in a good location. So it sets up very well for a lot of the unique opportunities we have and accessibility. There is some great accessibility to some areas that you won't find anywhere else on Earth.
I thought there's an area north of Hilo, the coastal area, is at Hamakua, please tell me how to pronounce it, the waterfall at the area, the rainforest area. Is it Hama?
There's Akaka Falls, which
yes.
is the highest teardrop waterfall. Yep.
And I thought,
you're talking about my neighborhood now.
Oh, actually. All right. That's perfect. So what I loved about that was how different it was from the other side of the island and how lush and tropical that whole area is.
Well, our island, what makes it unique as well, is that we have all but four of the climate zones in the entire planet. So if you don't like the weather that you're in, currently, you can drive 20 miles or wait 20 minutes, and the weather's going to change on you.
Well, right. and that is very true. You know, one of the things that we like to ask everybody when they join us for the Destination Spotlight is to give us a quick fact or two that would surprise most people in the audience listening around the country about the island of Hawaii. So what would you say one or two things that you think would surprise folks are?
Okay, so one of the things that would surprise them, and one of the reasons why it's nicknamed the Big Island, is the mountain Mauna Loa, where it is still the active volcano with Kilauea on the side. You can take every single one of the other islands and put them inside that single mountain.
Wow. And real quick, what's your second one?
The second one would be that Hawaii has the highest mountain peak in the world. Mauna Kea Summit is over 37,000 feet from base to summit.
Thank you for your time today, Ross. And folks, you can find out more at gohawaii.com. When you go there, click on Islands, and then you're going to click on the island of Hawaii. Take care, Ross.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Thank you.
All right, folks, there goes Ross. And I'm just going to say this, Mary. You know, anyone listening out there, if you think you know Hawaii, maybe you've been to Oahu, maybe you've been to Maui, maybe you've been to Kauai, you know, we've enjoyed all those islands. You really go to the Big Island, go to the island of Hawaii. It is such a different experience, and you'll be thankful that you did.
Absolutely. And it's not as busy, and it's, you know, it's just a beautiful island.
All right. And I also want to just throw out there a reminder that you can find all the places that we're covering on our Destination Spotlights on the homepage of our website. You'll find it right there under Destination Spotlight. And that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. But we still got a whole nother hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.